I'm Doug Doyle with the Art of the Story from the WBGO Archive. Broadway star Anthony Rapp made the role of photographer Mark Cohen come to life on stage and screen in the mega-hit musical Rent.
How do you document real life when real life's getting more like fiction each day? Headlines, breadlines blow my mind, and now this deadline, eviction or pay. Rent!
It was back in 2009 that Anthony Rapp came to the WBGO studios to talk about returning to the emotional production of the national tour of Rent.
You know, I've had a lot of other wonderful experiences creatively and artistically and professionally, but nothing that has encompassed everything the way that Rent does.
Does it mean different things to different people, Anthony?
It seems like it means different things to different people. I do know that people have been remarking lately, like friends of ours or even, well, you know, a fan or something will express to us that in some ways it's resonating even more powerfully now. They just feel the relevant. They keep using the word relevance in talking about it, that they don't just, you know, we all acknowledge that in some ways it's a period piece in the sense of the time and place that it was originally written about has transformed somewhat. The East Village in New York City is not the same East Village that it was then. The face of AIDS and HIV has changed somewhat, but the fact is that it's still about a group of people asking themselves big questions about what it means to be alive and what do you do in the face of crisis and how do you come together and how do you find love in the face of all this. For your life. I mean, these are things that I think people have identified with all these years and continue to, including young people who, you know, never knew it until maybe a couple years ago or just now.
For his Rent audition, Anthony Rapp sang R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion and received a callback in 1994. After offering him the role, Jonathan Larson wrote new songs for the production with Rapp's voice in mind. Rapp reprised the role in the film adaptation released in 2005.
Why are entire years strewn on the cutting room floor of memory when single frames from one magic night forever flicker in close-up on the 3D IMAX of my mind? That's poetic. That's pathetic. Why did Mimi knock on Roger's door and Collins choose that phone booth back where Angel set up his drums? Why did Maureen's equipment break down? Why am I the witness? And when I capture it on film, will it mean that it's the end and I'm alone?
You can still hear the entire Sports Jam with Doug Doyle interview with Anthony Rapp at WBGO.org/studios. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.